There's a couple. All right. I was getting nervous there. Dave Houston, I see Billy's face. Oh, yeah. How's everybody doing? I think it's Dave Barnes's non-picture head, too, I'm hoping. Hey, Billy Davis. Andre Bay earlier, too. Happy Friday, Dave. Yeah, Fridays are always... It always, for whatever reason, turns out that Fridays are always tough for day job. It's crazy. It can be like slack all week long, and then Fridays, bam. So, I saw... Yeah, Lauren. I don't know, man. Yeah, that was kind of... That I had explained that whole deal, buddy. So... Yeah. I haven't eaten... Aaron Brummage, too. Anyone eat out at open restaurants today? I wasn't able to, and I don't think I'm going to try for... I'd love to take my wife out for a birthday dinner, but I'm not sure I'm going to try. I would imagine they're kind of slammed, but I think I'll give it a go. Maybe I have to drive around for a bit to see one that isn't full. So, Summer Matheson is going to join me tonight. I'm waiting for a little icon to pop up the whole request for camera. Ow. I think it'll be cool. Hopefully it works. The only thing I'm kind of worried about is on my end, her picture kind of like was covering me when I tried it with someone. It was covering me up to here. And so I'm hoping that works out for all of that you guys, what you're seeing won't look like that. So I went back and nope. I hope that's a good nope. Oh, Linda Overland, too. Yeah. I heard your son, Linda, is out surfing today. Josh is surfing right now, I guess. Oh, I don't see that option. Summer Matheson. So, it's a... let's see. You don't see that option. Let me see if I... You don't see it, Summer, really? I mean, I'm sure, you know, obviously you're on a device with a camera, right? I'm not totally sure how to do it on my end. Kind of needs to be, you kind of need to request it. Oh, Jeannie's on tonight, too. I'm glad some people want to watch Summer instead, though. Did you find it yet? I'll keep talking for a minute. Hopefully you can find it. I gave you my cell number though. So I told you guys it was my wife's birthday today, and she's outside instead of watching this program, so I can be honest about it. But man, I struggle with that whole, I'm so stinking horrible at Christmas and birthdays, and it's crazy. And the craziest thing about it, my wife is like really, she's really easy to please with any sort of gifts or anything. She's never been one to want like any gold or jewelry. It's literally just thought, you know. All I need to do is just show a little thought and she's like tickled pink, but I always seem to fail. How you doing, Summer? Oh, I see one. Hopefully that's not someone else. So, let's give it a go. Alright. Hang on. Oh, it went away. Summer, it says I'm adding you. Hang on a second. I think I request, I figured out how, oh. Hey, whoa, there we go. What, am I hearing sound? I don't know if I'm hearing sound yet.
I'm here, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome.
There you go. How's it going?
Sorry about that. I was, good, how are you?
Good.
I was trying to use the laptop, that didn't work out, so I'm on my cell phone.
Okay, so cell phone works. So when it came through, did you request me or did I request you?
I believe I requested you. I couldn't get it on the laptop, but the cell phone worked.
Okay, all right, cool. Well, welcome. You're my first like actual guest, kind of, you know, for real on the program. So
super excited.
Yeah. Wisdom, are you going to share with us tonight?
Well, I don't know about wisdom. The first and foremost is make sure you take time tonight to take your wife out for her birthday. There you go.
I know. Back in the day, you know, like when you're, you know, in your 20s, all you need is, you know, stinking a good music CD in a dark room, you know, but it doesn't work so much when you've been married a while. So I'll try to do something for her.
Good. So is Silas going to play for us?
He's not tonight. Okay. So it's all you and I. He kind of usually kind of goes like every other night. So I wouldn't mind you chatting a bit. I mean, I'm not super sure what everyone else is interested in. But I don't know a whole lot about Gold Beach City Council. I know Pop Off, you know, I see Pop Off at, different mayors like conferences and have chatted with them, a bit, but don't really know much about the council. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I almost lost you. I'm going to move a little bit. Okay. So what would you like to know? Okay. Our mayor doesn't vote. You know that, right?
Yeah, there's you, there's Tammy Kaufman and Carl Popoff. I don't know anyone else there and how long they've been there, whether it's a more, you know, seasoned veteran council and you know, what the deal is.
Well, the mayor certainly brings the season and there's, let's see, we have five seats. So we have Tammy Kaufman, position one. I'm sorry, I'm one, she's five. Becky Campbell, Anthony Pagano. Becky Campbell is from Oakland, retired law enforcement officer. She's super great, lives in Gold Beach. Anthony Pagano is an assessor or an appraiser at the county, and he's in position three. And then Larry Brennan owns Arch Rock, and he's in position two, and then I'm in position one.
Okay.
So we've got a nice, diverse seat.
Yeah. So Popoff only votes if there's a tie, right? But it's a five-member council. So, that's interesting. I thought would have assumed it was like six and the mayor made seven. You know,
do you like being in the position of voting as a mayor?
Oh, do I? Yeah. Well, most of the time I always vote last for one. So most of the time it doesn't, you know, it doesn't necessarily really like matter. And the times that it has mattered, I'm breaking a tie usually. So in essence, it's kind of the same thing. I don't know. I would imagine you're kind of, you like the way Gold Beach is. I like the way Brookings is just because it's what I'm used to. There are plenty of times, when chairing a meeting can get more difficult for whatever reason. There's a bunch of people in the chambers or, you know, it's a tense meeting. There are times when chairing the meeting takes the majority of my focus and I'm not able quite to concentrate as well on counselor comments. And so in that sense, it might be, you know, I can see why some things would be nice if I wasn't voting every time. I don't know.
So
but I'm used to it.
Are you using Robert's Rules of Order?
No. No, we've never adopted Robert's Rules.
That's nice.
We, you know, it's been kind of precedence. I think the big thing there with Robert's Rule is the discussion coming after a motion and a second, and the discussion happening then. We don't typically do that. Most of our discussion comes before any motions.
Yeah, that's, I think, the advantage to a bigger board, too, is that you have the opportunity to talk to other commissioners or counselors and determine different perspectives. In this last meeting for Gold Beach, when we voted to retract the order that or resolution that was put out to restrict transient lodging, even though I'm position one, we rotate our vote. And so I was the last vote that evening. And yeah, I can certainly see, just being a counselor, how having to chair the meeting and focus on being able to vote, or having to, is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. You were the last vote on that night, huh?
Did you?
Yeah,
well, I sent you the link. Did you look into it?
I didn't. You sent me the link?
Really? I sent you the link to the meeting. I was like, okay, you want to know what's up, how that rolled out.
Yeah.
Here's how it went.
On Messenger?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I must have missed it. No, I'd like to see it. That'd be good.
Check it out. If you don't find it, let me know. But, you know, I know that's the question everybody has. You know, and I don't blame them, you know, working with the cities and really collaborating to roll out unified and then, you know, have a unanimous vote of opening lodging was a shock, right? Yeah, and I felt...
I mean, that's not why I invited you on, by the way. I mean, it wasn't to, for you to answer.
People want to know. You're all about transparency, right? So I'm down to talk about it.
Okay, all right. Well, sure. Elaborate.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's how it went, is I did make my case for 50% opening, and I know that I had support in that offering. I think there was some shock on the council in how that vote just went, maybe a little rushed, and the meeting was shut down quicker than conversation ensued. It was, kind of shocking.
What was the rush thing?
I feel so. We, you know, kind of experimenting with this Zoom and GoToMeeting and how to control or maintain the audience and be able to take turns speaking. It's a lot, and when you open that up to video, to, you know, public meeting on video, there's a lot of distractions and interruptions, and it can get frustrating quickly. And I think that's what happened.
Was that, that wasn't the first Zoom council meeting, was it, that you guys have done?
No, we did one when we approved the resolution to close transient lodging.
Yeah, I have never done that with a council meeting. That would be tough. That would be hard. I could totally see that being just tough. That's not super conducive to making it a really good, sound, hard decision. Well, that's too bad.
It is, but I've got to say, you know, we're really glad so far that things are going well and we're not seeing a surge. We've got reports coming in from hotels and the parks, and things are kind of slowly streaming in. Mm-hmm. How about South? What does it look like? A lot of traffic?
What does it look like? What?
Is there a lot of traffic? With the traffic?
You know, I can't say that there's this stark difference there's all these tourists all over the place. I haven't really got that. I mean, there wasn't really ever a time here where you didn't see out of towners here, you know, even with hotels closed, they'd still come. The port, you know, the port's busy. There's still a lot of, so we just did the 50% thing. And there are, I know there's at least one hotel here in Brookings that they really aren't, they seem to kind of be happy not really pushing for business, and they've kind of kept that. And so I don't know what was up with that, but, definitely nothing, you know, nothing earth shattering, no ground shaking when the hotels were opened. So, you know, I'm hoping for the best too. We'll see. I read an interesting thing. I'm sure there's a lot of articles about it, but this one was posted. Candace Michelle, I don't know where she posted this, but I read it about the timeline to be able to tell if there would be a surge after a large scale opening up, you know, and the timeline of that and it being longer than what I thought. So I'm just hoping, you know, I'm sure just like you guys are, just hoping for the best. So when you walk in Gold Beach, when you walk into the grocery store there, what do you think the percentage of folks are that are like doing the mask thing?
Maybe 40%.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's about accurate.
40%, yeah. I don't think Brookings is that much. I think probably when you walk through Fred Meyer, it's probably maybe 20%. I mean, the last couple, 3 weeks, there just hasn't been nearly as many people wearing masks and stuff. So I don't know. You know how that, I mean, that the public's opinion and their response to something serious, like, can change in a heartbeat if a few more cases popped up, you know. It's kind of strange how that works out, but it typically does work out that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's interesting. That's too bad about the Zoom meeting thing. So what, did you just feel that you couldn't meet in the chambers with the distancing and everything?
I think that we try to be as mindful and conservative of the situation as possible to protect, you know, the community that might feel compromised if they're at a meeting like that, and give them the option to watch online so that they still feel safe. Seen a lot of back and forth with masks and such. I would hope that there's not an overwhelming need for PPE as everybody starts to open. And I hope that we're able to fulfill that supply as quick as possible, so they don't have to go out, from shutdown hours.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard any business or definitely no hotel down here that has screamed that they don't have the PPE. I'm going to feel dumb if I'm missing something, if I'm forgetting about something, but that hasn't seemed to be a huge issue here that I've heard from businesses, you know. Well, I applaud you for, you know, because the Brookings City Council, we still meet. We kind of have tried, like, more staff now sits down at tables instead of up at the dais, so people can spread out a little more. But I know, you know, there's been plenty of times where there wasn't this, we weren't keeping the distancing, the whole 6 feet. And I don't, you know, there's hasn't been anyone, staff or city council that's worn a mask during a meeting. So I applaud you guys for that. For trying the Zoom thing, but that sounds like a tough way to have a public meeting and have real dialogue and, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to do it, but maybe we should. I don't know.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Yeah. I just can't imagine. And of course there would, I probably shouldn't have even had to have asked you about the rush, because if that was Zoom meeting, of course there would be that, I would think. If I was in a Zoom council meeting, it would be kind of a, just not liturgical, but okay, everyone say their piece and let's just get this done and move on, because it was uncomfortable because we're all on Zoom.
That's true, and I know
Well,
the mayor prefers to meet in person. You know, he's a very personable guy. And so I know we're all always so excited when we see each other because we haven't seen each other face to face. So we're really looking forward to that.
who is it that like decides that? Who decided to go to Zoom?
Oh boy, I'm not sure. I wasn't part of that
No.
decision. But I can find out.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we can. All right, we can leave that one. I didn't mean to. All right. Well, what else you got?
Hey, I don't know. What else do you want?
So you're the economic development director at the county?
Coordinator. Yep.
Coordinator, and let's see. Ah, I don't want to ask you. I don't want to ask you too much county stuff.
What is it?
Well,
Ask.
I knew that.
I'll talk about it.
Oh, well, I so what I mean, day to day at the county, how are things?
There's everybody's on heightened alert and there's stress as we move through this, but I've got to say the camaraderie and the morale between department heads, electeds, all the employees, we're all digging in. And it's really difficult because there's so much responsibility that, emotions can get the best of us, or we have to kind of take a step back and reevaluate what's going on. But all in all, the team is pulling the weight, and I'm extremely fortunate to work with people that I have so much respect for as far as work ethic goes. I don't think there's any room for any of us to really have the opportunity to slack right now. And everybody's stepped up, and it's pretty great. I like the camaraderie that's coming throughout the county too, in that, and just not at the county government level.
Any sort of like when if there's issues with the Board of Commissioners and any sort of division or dissension up there, does that filter to your staff and department heads? I mean, does it cause division with departments or no?
Okay, so my office is in the Board of Commissioners office, and my physical space literally is between Commissioner Boyce and Commissioner Gold. And then there's Commissioner Pash just next to Commissioner Gold, and then Julie Schmelzer, JJ in the front office, and Miranda. So you can imagine there's a lot of going on in there. And I don't know that we really have dissension or split departments, but I think based on what the needs of the department are and what they're advocating for, sometimes you have, and it usually works out where we all just look at things and how we might be able to wait or move forward on something or change our direction. It takes time though. It's county government.
Well, you looking forward to the election season or no? The county commissioner election season?
Yeah, I think we'll be good again around April. I think
Yeah.
everything will subside by March, April, and then trying to stay out of the, politics. I'm not a big fan of politics. I just like to be around people that like to get things done. Right now, we have a really good commission. I have so much respect for each one of them and their strengths and passions that brings them to do the job they do. And I know that, I've certainly voiced my opinions and minced no words if I have an issue, but I try to maintain respect because I know that the citizens are watching, right? And so
Yeah.
it's like being on that Zoom meeting with the council, everybody's always watching. And so being mindful of how you process is critical.
Yeah. I want to, let me, when I'm talking to you, let me make sure I can find that link that you sent me.
Maureen's asking.
There,
I'm
there sorry. It is right there.
Oh, okay, good. What's you'll that? Have to listen to it or watch it. Maureen said, what is the occupancy rate in the high season of hotels in Curry County? That's a really good question. And that data has changed over the past few years with Hooskinagan, and now this pandemic. The numbers are not consistent. And so being able to track down those numbers is consistently and current as possible is kind of a big deal. Typically, we see an occupancy rate of anywhere from 35 to 55%. So I guess the, at least.
Do you mean average? Do you mean average or not?
In Curry.
Yeah.
In unincorporated.
Right. So when you came on, it cut, so I can't see any of the comments anymore. So feel free to answer any of the ones that you see.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, not that, you know, I have a hard time catching them when they come by because of the time delay. By the time I see them, like 5 or 10 seconds has passed.
My connection is not that great, but Maureen had emailed me for that, and I wanted to make sure I got her accurate data. She does pretty extensive research, and I wanted to not throw her off with anything other than what she was looking for.
Yeah, and I wouldn't.
You're welcome,
I don't know the. I don't know what the. So that's just the rate for unincorporated. I've never heard, or I've probably heard it before, but didn't retain what the normal average occupancy rate is for the Brookings hotels.
And I know Miranda reached out to the city administrators to gather that information that was prompted by Maureen's email. So don't have the current data back yet, but it's coming.
Good.
Yeah, that's all we can do. I've got to say, working with your city manager and Gold Beach city administrator and then Terry Richards in Port Orford has been quite the blessing during this whole COVID issue. It's a lot of camaraderie and looking forward in how we can work together and pull each other's strengths from our different cities and work together. I think this whole thing's really proven to us that we really need each other, and we're going to have differences clearly, but a whole lot more communication in connecting the dots. I'm really excited about that.
Good. Well, I appreciate that. I'll take it as a compliment about, you know, working with our city manager. I like her quite a bit, you know, and I don't know Terry really. I don't even think I've ever, I may have met Terry once. I know Jody a little bit, you know, and I assumed that you guys would do well with each other and, you know, get along and all that, meld, you know, just kind of mesh together. Okay. So that's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. Well, Summer, I usually don't go as long on Fridays because it's the end of the week and I'm tired. So I'm trying to remember, is there anything?
Yeah, Dave had mentioned a couple of topics, but, you know, we can catch up on them some other time because you have a birthday to go celebrate.
Yeah, I do, man. All right. Well, hey, this was kind of cool. I appreciate you being my first one.
Yeah.
We'll have to do it again. Yeah, it was cool. All right.
Yeah. Thanks. You guys have a great weekend and thanks for having me. Let's talk soon.
Okay. All right. Have a good weekend.
You too.
So I wanted to see, so now she's off and I wonder how, this, the video is going to kind of go back. loaded any new comments, but all right, guys. Well, it was kind of cool, you know. Thanks, Summer, for coming on. That was good. You know, it takes some you know, courage, I guess, to come on. I know that it wasn't. And Summer, you're probably more used to it than I am. But it was a big deal. It was a big deal for me, you know, uncertainty and all that, especially doing it live. But I appreciate that. So, Jeannie's probably done by now. So I'm going to go back. I got two meetings to watch now. Thanks for sending that link to me. And in fact, I do remember seeing it now. When I looked for it the second time, I was like, oh crap. Yeah, this is it. So thank you for that. And, I apologize for not watching it before you came on, because that would have been cool. So, all right, guys, have a good night. I will see you, Sunday at 6:00. Okay?